And time to check in with Bill Gentry at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again.
Yeah, glad to have you. And it looks like things mostly higher this morning ahead of that big USDA report.
Yeah, I tell you what, we are mostly higher, steady to a touch better in beans early on, but we were kind of chopping right around that unchanged territory. Spreads are mixed. Corn up a couple of cents. Wheat appears to be leading the recovery up just shy of a nickel. Current prices this morning show September corn up about 4 3/4 at 381 1/4. December corn up 4 3/4 as well at 392 1/4. March corn for next year, 403 1/4, up 4 1/2 as well. August beans real choppy, near unchanged, down a penny currently at 1013. November beans are up about 2 cents at 973 1/2. Meals up $1.70 a ton at 333.80. And we've got oil at the 0.3430, and that's down just a touch. In the wheat market, Chicago wheat, September down up 5 3/4 at 513. December wheat is up 5 3/4 as well at 518. Kansas City wheat up 3 1/4, just a shade under $5 at 491 1/2. And we've got Minneapolis wheat up 2 1/2 at 521 1/4. Hog market, mildly better, up about 77 cents at 63.12 basis the October. And the cattle market, mildly defensive, down about 25 cents at 148.90. The feeder cattle, basically up 20, but they're kind of choppy, been defensive because of the corn slow recovery. Crude September up a little, shadowing the mood swings in the Chinese economic news, and the euro-dollar is weak with a dollar under a little bit of duress as well. Midweek values have corn about a nickel better, beans up nearly a nickel as well, and wheat's near unchanged. As we mentioned last week, we've been in the process of mitigating a general oversold condition in corn, beans, and wheat, anticipating today's USDA report, which is what everybody's kind of anxious to see, a USDA report. We see a practical range of trade estimates for corn yield between about 161 and 167, beans 41 to 47 bushels to the acre. We feel a corn yield in the 164 or lower would likely be a supportive number, while 167 and above would probably be price negative. In our view, soybean yields below 42 would be supportive, while anything above 46 would probably be price negative. On the topic of soybeans, we do feel a reduction of 0.5 to 3/4 million acres of prevent plant is on the market's table, but tabular data accounting for this is yet to surface. In the broad strokes, last week's apparent upside reversals for corn, beans, and wheat have merit. The question is at hand is how much the engagement is warranted and how soon we need to be engaging that. We're kicking off our summer meeting scheduled next Monday with our Lafayette, Indiana, and subsequent meetings across the country. If you're interested in attending one of our meetings, give us a call at 866-837-9027 for additional details. Thanks for listening. This is Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana.
All right, Bill. Thanks a lot. You have yourself a great day.
You do the same.